We'll continue with reading Thus Spake Ramana. We left off at number 61. Sri Ramana says, there is no difference between Jivan Mukti and Videha Mukti. Videha means without the body or beyond the body. Jivan Mukti means liberated in life with the body. So, is there a difference between having a body and being liberated, or being transcended from bodily life? Ramana says, no difference. For those who ask, it is said, a jnani, one who knows, a Gnostic, right? With a body is a Jivan Mukta, and he attains Videha Mukti when he drops off the body. But this difference is only for the onlooker who is not a jnani. It has no validity for the jnani. His state is the same before and after the body is dropped. We think of the jnani as a human form or as being in that form. But the jnani knows he is the self. And the self is the only reality, which is both inside and outside and not bound by any form or shape. So, a jnani is a knower of the real. What is real is oneself. That self is pure consciousness. That consciousness is never born and never dies, never takes a body. So when one becomes a yogi, one takes vows. In India, these are traditionally called the vows of sannyas. That means renunciation. Now, there's a ceremony, and the man shaves his head, he gives away his clothes and takes on the clothes of a sadhu, a renunciate, and he gives up, renounces the validity of his old name, he receives a new spiritual name, and he renounces all of the old connections to the biological family, to the caste system, to the nation, to any lesser loyalty than God. And only God, as the self, exists. There is no other reality. This is what makes one a sant. One has achieved the realization of the oneself. But what is renounced is not simply those external connections and attachments in the physical plane. What is renounced is the ego itself, the egocentric mind. That is what must be renounced for one to know God. It is the separation from God that is renounced. Anything else is just a show. And so Ramana says very often when people come to him to ask, do I have to leave my family to be liberated or whatever? Ramana says, no. But you have to leave your ego. And when you leave your ego, you may leave your family because they're no longer your family. Your family is the cosmos, but really even the cosmos is only Brahman. And so what must be left behind is thought, because the world is the mind. One must renounce the ego mind, all of its thoughts, because the mind is egocentric. The thoughts of the mind orbit around the I thought. Until the I thought has been renounced, one cannot know the mind of God. One cannot know bliss. One cannot know the deathless state in which there is no difference between Jivan Mukti and Videha Mukti. And until then, one has not even begun the real spiritual path. So have you killed the egocentric mind? Because until then, you're living in an imaginary form of spirituality, not a real one. And everyone's conscience must answer that question. So, Ramana goes on, there are no stages in realization or mukti. There are no degrees of jnana. So that there cannot be one stage of jnana with the body and another stage when the body is dropped. The jnani knows that nothing exists but the self. To such a one, what difference could the presence or absence of body make? Now, this is a very interesting point. Because although it is true, obviously, clearly, what Ramana is saying, there are no degrees or stages in realization or mukti, there are indeed many exquisite stages along the way to mukti. And particularly in that phase between chakra 6 and chakra 7, as one leaves the maya for the real, there is an extraordinary series of insights and expansions that come with the final, deepest letting go of the most repressed levels of the negredo that one wasn't aware were even present. And it's in that that the differences and the nuances of attainment are noted and observed very carefully by the, let's say, the lineage, the establishment, the discernment of those sages who have marked out these differences. So, for example, becoming a sant, a saint in the Western languages, is the first stage, where one is a renunciate of the ego. But once the ego is renounced, there's no longer a renunciate. The whole frame of reference of being one who has renounced is renounced. And it's in that stage that things become interesting. Because it's not simply about what one has renounced. It is what one has realized, what one has become, that shifts into ever more expansive, awesome, glorious levels of the splendor of the revelation of God. There are very few times when Sri Ramana speaks of one of, I would say, his most secret teachings. And it is the realization of the term he uses, which is Hiranyagarbha. Have you ever read when he talks about Hiranyagarbha? It means the golden egg. And he says that it is not until you have passed through the stage of realizing the Hiranyagarbha that liberation is attainable. The golden egg, often called the cosmic egg, until that is realized, it can also be referred to as the womb of creation. This is the level of the mother goddess. This is that ultimate level in which Maya has been transcended into its source, its embryo, you could say. It's the embryo of the cosmic Maya itself. And then from there, one reaches that state that is without stages or degrees. And this is why there is a difference. One may be called a sannyasi and a sant, but then one is called a rishi when one reaches this stage, and then going through it, a maharishi, and then finally a Bhagavan. But these are stages and recognitions of the realization of one's complete non-existence as a separate being in the phenomenal plane of illusion. Until you have attained that, the spiritual path has not yet been fully grasped, let alone traversed, because the stages of that renunciation of the egocentric mind becomes ever more subtle until the absolute stillness and silence has been stabilized and there is no more vasana, no more tendency to arise as an ego with any emotional reactivity. This must be our focus on reaching that stage that Sri Ramana is speaking of, in which there is no difference of whether you have a body or not, because you do not, period. Because there are no bodies, there is no world, there is only Brahman. Until that is realized, not just conceptualized, the path has not been completed. So, Ramana goes on and says, it is false to speak of realization. What is there to realize? The real is as it is. There is no one to realize the real because that would mean duality. Only the real knows the real, not someone else who tries to approach it. There is no one else. If you think you're someone trying to realize God or the truth, that's Maya. And if you think you're someone who has realized it, that's psychosis. Because there's no someone any longer in that realization. Even though to another, you may be a someone. Ramana seems to be a someone to all those people who visit him. But he's saying that's entirely false. So, how to realize the real? All that is required is this. We have realized the unreal. We have regarded the as real what is unreal. We have only to give up this attitude. That is all that is required to attain jnana. Stop believing in the unreal. It's that simple. But the unreal is the ego. And that has to be renounced, not just not believed in. Existence or consciousness is the only reality. Consciousness plus waking we call waking. Consciousness plus dream we call dream. Consciousness plus sleep we call sleep. Consciousness is the screen on which all the pictures come and go. The screen is real, the pictures are mere shadows upon it. Because by long habit we have been regarding these three states as real, we call the state of mere awareness or consciousness the fourth, turiya. But there is no fourth state. There is only one, the real, the screen, the pure awareness upon which those states of a waking body, a dreaming body, a complete sleeping unitive field of divine light, all are the same. There is no change in the real. And it is the realization of the changeless real alone that will enable us to pass through the extreme changes that this illusory world is about to go through without being traumatized by them and without being affected in such a way that you are kept from your birthright of Jivan Mukti. But that must be practiced now. And we are being tested and will be tested more extremely as we go forward. But we must achieve that before we face massive amounts of adversity and chaos so that we have the strength to go through all of that without faltering, without collapsing, without breaking down and cracking up, as is happening to all of the worldly beings who have not renounced the ego. We are in perilous times for the ego. And to be free of that peril, we must drop the apparel of the ego and realize the real that is supreme and untouched by Maya. We must enter the Hiranyagarbha and be reborn from the cosmic egg that produces the golden age. But we must become those beings who manifest the golden light with unalloyed purity of heart and mind in order to earn the karmic right to co-create the new world that is to be born from the cosmic egg. And we are those who have chosen to renounce the ego, who gain that authority. But it must be earned for real, not simply as an idea. And to do that, the ego mind must be renounced and silenced forever. May you gain the grace of silence and peace that enables the letting go of all the attachments and all the impulses of the egocentric mind. And may you be granted the deeper grace of freedom from that mind itself and full entry into the mind of God, the infinite unity field of pure, blissful consciousness, eternal and of absolute goodness. And may you know the ultimate grace of having realized that there is only the supreme real ever, and the dream of life has only happened to the dreaming ego. And one has always, eternally been free, infinite, blissful, and liberated from all illusion and limitation. And may you know that supreme truth now.